Today's shir is Masechet Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The subject of today's shir, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, is Chalola. Chalol, Chalola. How one becomes a Chalola. We know that the Torah says that a Kohen may not marry certain women. A Zayinah, a Chalola, a Grusha, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. And if a Kohen marries one of these women that he may not marry, the woman becomes a Chalola. The child born from such a marriage is a Chalol or a Chalola. And our Gemara will now discuss under what circumstances that happens. Says the Mishnah, Bas Chalol Zachar, Psulam Rakuna, the daughter of a couple who the father is a chalol and the mother is not a chalola, but since her father is a chalol, she gets the status of a chalola, and she may never marry a kohen. And that continues. Yisrael shnas a chalola. However, if the father is a Yisrael and the mother is a chalola, bitik sheril kuna. So what our Mishnah is saying in one word is that we look at the father to determine the status of the child. If the father is a chalol, then the child will be a chalola. If the father is not a chalol, the child will not be a chalola. Chalol shenasa bas Yisrael, and the Mishnah sort of repeats itself, and the Gemara is going to ask the question, why? If a chalol marries a bas Yisrael, so the child is a chalola, the daughter is a chalola, and therefore beat the psulul kahuna. The Mechis Chinuch says a very interesting chiddush. Even though our Mishnah is teaching us to determine if the daughter is a chalala, as we look at the father, if the father is a chalal, then the child will be a chalala. If not, not. Says that's when a chalal married a bas Yisrael, or a chalala married a Yisrael. But what would be the halacha if a chalala married an eved or goy? That we learned at the end of the previous parak, that when a Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man, there we follow the yichus of the mother. And that's why the child is considered Jewish. There, says the Mechis Chinuch, since there is no father to follow his yichus, because the father is an eved or an akum, there, says the Mechis Chinuch, the halacha would be that the child would be a chalal or a chalala. There we do follow the yichus of the mother, because there is no father's yichus to follow. Our Mishnah now begins to discuss the situation when the daughter of Gerim may or may not marry a kohen. Rav Yehuda Amar Bas Ger Zachar Kebas Chalal Zachar. Rav Yehuda says the din by the child of Gerim is the same like the Chalolim, that if the father is a Ger, the daughter may not marry a kohen. If the father is not a ger, then the daughter may marry a kohen. We look at the father. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer has a different opinion. Yisrael shenasa geyaris bitik sheril kuhuna. The ger shenasa bas Yisrael bitik sheril kuhuna. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says as long as one parent is not a ger, their daughter may marry a kohen. Aval, only in a situation ger shenasa geyaris, where both parents are gerim, then is the halacha the bita psulul kuna, the daughter may not marry kohen. Continues Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, achad ger ve'echad avadim shechrarim, afilu yur doiris. It makes no difference if the parent is a ger avadim shechrarim, achatei imam Yisrael. Unless the mother's from Yisrael, if the parent, both parents are gerim, then the daughter cannot marry a kohen. And the Rishonim point out that even though the Mishnah uses the words ad yodairus until ten dairus, it's not really up to ten dairus, it's forever. If both parents are the descendants of Gerim, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. Only if they have to have one parent who's not the descendants of Gerim. The reason the Rishonim explained that the Mishnah uses the words yodairus is because that's the wording the Torah uses regarding a mamzer. Lo yav a mamzer. The Kal Hashem, Gamdara Siril Yavoi, and as we learned, it's really not up to 10 generations, it's even further. So that's here too, and Mishnah uses a similar language. Yoytzem afil ger nasig yaris, even if both parents are gerim, bita ksher l'kuhuna, the daughter could be married to a kohen. And in mitzvah shem, in tomorrow's shir, we will explain the basis for this three-way machlokes. So the Mishnah says, abas chol zocha psulim and a kahuna la'olam. That if the father is a chalol, the daughter is considered a chalola la'olam. Ask the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to use the words la'olam forever? Answers the Gemara, madu teim amidah have a mitzvah adoimi. It should be similar to the case of a mitzvah adoimi. Ma lahalon lacha shloisha doiris af kan nami lacha shalosh doiris. Just like by mitzvah adoimi, that we know that it's only up to the third generation that a regular Yisrael may not marry mitzvah adoimi. As the pasuk said, we've quoted this pasuk, gam dar shlisha shivoldu lahem, are full-fledged Jews. So we should say the same thing applies to chalolim, kumash malon, that no, by chalolim it goes on. And the Makna explains, why would we think that the din by chalolim should be similar to the din by mitzvah adoimi? So he explains, as we just learned in the Mishnah, and as we're going to learn in a moment, by chalol, we said that the only thing that disqualifies a child is if a chalol marries a Yisraelis, the child is a chalola. But if a Yisrael marries a chalola, then the child is not a chalola. So we would say, but by mitzvah adoimi, there is no difference. We don't make such a distinction. So if by mitzvah adoimi, we don't make such a distinction, and we're stricter, if either parent is a mitzvah adoimi, the halach is that until they have the status of being a mitzvah adoimi, and yet it only goes till the third generation, so certainly by chalolim, that has this leniency that we discussed in the Mishnah, that it's only by the case, that if the father's a chalol, does it pass on. But if the father's not a chalol, does it pass on. So certainly perhaps we should be lenient that it only goes to the third generation. Teaches us the Gemara that no, it's lo'olam. So as I said, the Mishnah makes a distinction between if the father's a chalol or if the mother's a chalol. Yisrael shenos a chalol, the daughter's not a chalol. Menon emili. From where do we make this distinction? Amar Rav Yochum Shimon Rav Shimon, Nema kan v'lo yichalo zara ba'amof. The Torah that speaks about cholol says these words. V'nem lahalon, regarding the halacha that a kohen may not become tamei, lo yitame ba'al ba'amof. Ma lahalon, the din that a kohen may not become tamei, is said to zecharim v'lo yilom nekevis, to male and not to females. Afkan, here too, as a charm for the cavus, it was only set to males and not females. And therefore, if the mother is a chalola but not the father, the daughter will not be a chalola. Elame ata, ask the Gemara, if so, bita shall kain godl tishtri. The halacha ought to be that if a kain godl marries an almana, the daughter should not be a chalola. Answers the Gemara, miksiv b'noi. The Torah doesn't say strictly his son will be a chalol. Zariksiv. It says all of his children. Loichal zaroi ba'amav. Ask the Gemara. Bas benoy tishtri. But what about if a cholol marries a Yisraelis? So they have a son. The son should be a cholol. Why is the din that? Why is the daughter a cholola? Bas benoy tishtri. Says the Gemara, Ksiv lo yichalol zaroi. Since the Torah uses the words yichalol zaroi, mak is zaroloi. The Torah compares the child to the father. Mahu bitoi psula, just like mahu bitoi psula. If a cholol married a woman, the child is a cholola. Af benoi bitoi psula. The daughter of that child, the son or daughter of that child, will also be chalolim. So ask the Gemara, bas b'day titzer, if we're saying that it goes on to the third generation, so why if a cholol marries a Yisraelis and they have a daughter, and that daughter, gal gets married to a regular person, why isn't the granddaughter a chalolah? If we're saying it goes on to the third generation, says the Gemara, "Mkein gzer shav ma'anilo." We said that it applies only to male and not to females. So the way to understand the Gemara is as follows, just to summarize. The person who marries a chalol, a woman who marries a kohen that she's not supposed to, is a chalola. Furthermore, the child of that marriage is always going to be a chalal or chalala, male or female. The grandchild, that's because the Torah says zaroi, all of his children, makes no difference, men or women. But then when it comes to the third generation, it depends if the father is a chalal or not. Meaning, if a chalal married Yisraelis, their son will be a chalal, and therefore their child of the third generation will also be a chalal. Why? Because the Torah uses the word zaroi. On the other hand, if a chalal marries Yisraelis, the daughter is a chalala. But if that girl who's a chalala marries a Yisrael, their child will not be a chalal because it's only set to men, not to women. That's the summary of this Gemara. The Mishnah said, chalal shenasa bas Yisrael, if the father is a chalal, then vita psula, the daughter will be a chalala. So when we learned the Mishnah, we pointed out, Hatana Lairesha, isn't that the first thing in the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah repeating itself? Answers the Gemara. Didn't the Mishnah say, Bas Chol Zachar, that if the father is a Chalal, Psulim and Akuna, the daughter is a Chalala, and she may not marry a Kayin? La'olam, forever. Answers the Gemara. You're right. There really is no need for the Mishnah to repeat this thing. However, I did the Tani Reisha, because the first thing of the Mishnah is Yisrael Shenasa Chalala, that there halacha, as we just finished saying, is that the child will not be a chalala. That's why Tananam is safer. So the Mishnah repeats, what about what will be the din where chalal Shenasa Bas Yisrael? So our Mishnah, just to repeat, draws a distinction, or to say it a little sharper, it depends what the father is. If the father is a chalal, then the child will be a chalal. If the father is not a chalal, then the child will not be a chalal. Says the Gemara, Masnissan the Loiker of the story by Yehuda. Our Mishnah is contrary to the opinion of the story by Yehuda. The Tanya of the story by Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. And he says, Kishem Shebnei Yisrael mikvah tar lechalolos. Just like everybody, even our Mishnah agrees, that if Yisrael marries a chalolah, their children will not be chalolim. Kach benois Yisrael mikvah tar lechalolim. He says that if a Cholol marries a Bas Yisrael, then the child will also not be a Cholol. In other words, Rav Destoy Ben Yehuda says, as long as one parent is not a Cholol, the child will not be a Cholol either. My Talmud, Rav Destoy Ben Yehuda, what is the basis for Rav Destoy Ben Yehuda's leniency? Omakro lo yichalo zara ba'amav. When do the children become Chololim? Ba'am echaru d'meichel. If both parents are Chololim. However, b'shnei amimim, if the parents aren't both chalolim, makes no difference who is not the chalol, the mother or the father, ain't a meichel. Then the child will not be a chalol. However, the Ar Sameach, and Rav Chaim Briska says the explanation of the Ar Sameach, makes a very interesting point. He says as follows. Rabbi Destoy Ben Yehuda is telling us that if a chalol marries a Bas Yisrael, contrary to our Mishnah, the child will not be a chalol. Or a chalala. He says, even though the child will not be a chalala or a chalala, the boy who's born will not be a chalala, but he won't be a kayin either, because his father is a chalala. And if the father is a chalala, if the boy's father is a chalala, and he can't do the yavaida, then their son, even though we're not giving him the identification of being a chalala, still can't do the yavaida. And as I said, Rav Chaim explains it as follows. There are two elements that we're discussing. One element is yichus. Are you a chalal? Are you not a chalal? So if the story of Ben Yehuda is teaching us that as long as one parent is not a chalal, you're not going to be a chalal. But then there's another din. There's a din called kahuna. Who could do the avoid as a kayin? Only someone whose father could do the avoid as a kayin. So if someone has a father who's a chalal, and therefore is obviously disqualified from doing the Avodah, is disqualified from eating Truma, his son, even though he doesn't have that disqualification of being a Cholol, is not the son of a Kayin. And if you're not the son of a Kayin, you're not a Kayin. Tana Rabban. So as we said at the beginning of our shir, there are really two ways of creating a Cholol. One is the child of Chalolim, no matter what opinion we follow. And one is the woman who marries a Chalol, a woman who marries a Kohen, whom she's not supposed to marry, becomes a Chalol. So the Braisa discusses this situation. Tanar Abonim, Leichal Zaroi, if we follow what the Torah says, the Torah only speaks about Chalolim being created by a Kohen marrying someone he wasn't supposed to. Only El Zaroi. Somebody married somebody who we were, a Kohen married a woman who he wasn't supposed to, the child is a Chalol. He Atzma Menayin, how do we know that if a woman marries a Kohen and she wasn't supposed to marry the Kohen, how do we know that she becomes a Chalolah? Answers the Gemara, Amrit Kavachoymer. We say Kavachoymer. Ma Zaroi Shaloi Ava Avera. The child born of such a marriage, the child didn't do anything wrong. Still, the Torah tells us, Mischalel becomes a Chalol. He, the woman who married a man that she wasn't supposed to, he Sha'avra Avera Ein Adin Shemischaleles. And that's why the woman who married a Kohen when she wasn't supposed to becomes a Chalol. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash asked the obvious question. Mamzer. Is there a Mamzer the best proof that this is not a proper way of thinking? The Mamzer we know becomes a Mamzer, but the mother doesn't become a Mamzeres, and she's the one that did the Avera. So what kind of reasoning is this? So the Pnei Yeshua says, we can't bring a Raya from a Psul Kahal. Mamzeres affects every Jew to Psul Kahuna. Psul Kahal, it has nothing to do with the person doing the Avera. Psul Kahuna affects the person doing the Avera. And the Rishash explains what the Pnei Yeshua says a little deeper. And the Rishash says that by Psul Kahal, there is no precedent that the person doing the Avera becomes disqualified. So even though maybe logically we would say that the person who did the Avera deserves more of a punishment than the child who was never born that way, we don't have any such precedent in the Torah, and we can't create a precedent. By Cholol and Chalolah, by Kohen, we do have a precedent that the Kohen becomes disqualified when he does something wrong. And therefore, it makes sense to say that the person who did the Avera should be the one that's subject to a disqualification if their child is subject to such disqualification. But then I sort of mafarshim ask, that we have a rule that we've discussed many times, ein einchim min adin. Based on a kal v'chomer, we can't make halachas. So maybe it's a logical kal v'chomer that the Gemara is presenting, but we can't make dinim based on kal v'chomer. So mafarshim answer, the concept of ein einchim min adin is not applicable here. Because we're not here trying to establish rules or establish punishment. What we're trying to do is define who is and who isn't the Chalolo. That isn't going to be under the category of Ein Onshin Min Adin. And therefore, that's not an issue. Ask the Gemara, what kind of line of reasoning is this? Hu Atzma Yechiach, Shava Avera. The Halacha is, and we'll discuss this, if a Kohen marries a woman that he wasn't supposed to, so he's the one that did the Avera, they mischalel. He doesn't become a Chalol. As the halach is, mi'ikra hadin, he's still a full-fledged kohen. There's a din that, because of a knas, we don't allow him to do the avodah until he divorces the wife and accepts upon himself that he won't marry women that he's not supposed to. So why are you saying because somebody did the aveira, that's why they become a cholo? The kohen who married a woman that he wasn't supposed to doesn't become a cholo. Says the Gemara, ma'alahu shikain, Amos Chalos become Mokam. You can't bring a Rai from him because he never becomes a Cholol under those circumstances. Even if a Kohen marries a Shivcha or marries a Zayna, he never becomes a Cholol. Taima Behi, when you'll speak about the woman, Shemes Chalos become Mokam, that she does become disqualified if she marries a man that she's not supposed to. We learned this already in the previous parak. A woman who marries a man that she's not supposed to becomes disqualified. What does it mean she becomes disqualified? Two pshatim. Two rules. One is that she can never marry a kohen. We spoke about such a braisa the other day. And the second halacha is that if she's a bas kohen, she becomes disqualified from eating truma. Vim neshach loimer. And if you'll ask a question on this kavachomer, amakra, there's a pasuk that says lo yichalol zaroi Loichulu zeshay kosher niskalo. The pasuk is speaking to a person who is kosher and becomes a cholul. Now it's not the child, because the child born of such a marriage was never kosher. Obviously, it's speaking to the woman herself. Ask the Gemara, mayim nashach loimer. There's obviously the Gemara is anticipating a question that would refute the kavachomer. What is the question? The child that's born from a marriage that shouldn't have taken place was born in sin. But the woman was fine. It's only when she got married to the man that she wasn't supposed to. So maybe she doesn't become a chalala. That's why we need a pasuk. The woman who wasn't supposed to marry a kohen and does marry a kohen becomes a chalal. Tanya Rabbanan says the Braisa, Ezer chalala kosher nadam b'psulim, that she's born from a marriage that shouldn't have taken place. Ask them, what does that mean? My psulim, ilam psulim loy, that if a man married a woman that he wasn't supposed to, the child will be a chalal. So the Gemara, that's not true. Harei machzik rishosai. The halach is that if somebody divorces his wife, and then that wife goes and marries another man, and that marriage terminates, she's not allowed to go back to her first husband. That's the din of machzik rishosai. The halach is psulaloi. He's not supposed to take her back as a wife. And yet, b'nei k'sherim, if they have children, their children are 100% fine. The ksiv, we've learned this Gemara many times, in Masechta Yevamos particularly, to Evihi, she, by going back to her original husband, has done something which is abominable. He to Eva, the Eimba Ne to Evim. So we see that just because a man married a woman that he wasn't supposed to, it doesn't affect the status of the children. So that can't be what the Braisa is saying. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Ezi Chalola, who is a Chalola? Kol Shinolda Mimpsul Kuhuna. If a kohen married someone he wasn't supposed to, the child is a chalal. Ask the Gemara, nolda in. Is only the child of such a marriage a chalala? Loi nolda. But only if they weren't born, lo, they won't become chalalim. Then we just finished learning, harei almana v'grusha zayna, that get married to a kohen, the loi nolda, they weren't born disqualified, but by getting married to a kohen when they weren't supposed to, kav chalala, we just finished proving that they will become chalolim. So what are we limiting chalolim strictly to? Children born from a marriage of a kohen to a woman that he wasn't supposed to, the actual woman who marries a kohen also becomes a chalala. Says the Gemara, I'm a Rav Hachkama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Eiz a chalala muskeres. Who is the chalala muskeres? Will explain the word muskeres in a minute. That this person never had a moment when they weren't chalolim. That these people never had a moment when they weren't chalolim. If a kohen marries a woman whom he wasn't supposed to, the child born from that marriage, from its actual birth, is a chalol. Says Ramai muskeres. What does the Bryce mean with the word muskeres? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin Hachakama. Eze chalola shikum edivrei Torah. Which chalol is the chalol that the Torah clearly speaks about? Vein tzarech lefarish medivrei sarifim. We don't need to try to explain psukim. Kol shenoldem apsulik kuhuna. And the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. We have identified from the beginning of today's shiur that there are two types of chalolim. There's a chalol who was born from a marriage of a kohen to a woman that he wasn't supposed to marry. And there's a chalala because she married a kohen that she wasn't supposed to. As we learned in the previous piece of Gemara, the chalal that's born from such a marriage is lo yichalal zar ba'amav. That's what the Torah speaks about explicitly. The chalala that becomes a chalala because she married a man that she wasn't supposed to is not the chalala that the Torah speaks about explicitly. We needed to understand it from psukim. So says the Gemara, that's only Medivrei Seifrim. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. 3/4 of a Shas is based of drushes of Psukim. And once we have a Pasuk explained by Chazal, it becomes Daraisa. So once we said, Lo Yichalal, Lo Yichulal, that the woman who married a kohen when she wasn't supposed to and becomes a Chalala, she's equally a chalola midaraisa as the child of that marriage. So what's the Gemara making a distinction? The Mefarshim say, we're going to learn a mitzvah Shem, Masechta Sanhedrin. And then the Gemara speaks about a pasuk in the Torah, about a zokei mamre. A zokei mamre is somebody that says contrary to what the Torah says. A person can only become a zokei mamre if he goes contrary to something that's explicit in the Torah. If he goes against the drush of Chazal, he's not a zokei mamre. So if somebody's going to say that child born from a man, marriage of a kohen to a woman that's disqualified to him is not a cholol, he'll be a zokei mamre. But if he'll only say that the woman who marries such a kohen when she wasn't supposed to is a chalala, and he'll dispute that, he won't be a zokei mamre. Shall we open the window a little more? Tana Rabbanan. Amana, amana, amana. We begin with a braisa, and then the Gemara is going to explain the braisa. Amana, 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 ain't a chayiv al achas. If somebody has relations with amana, he won't be chayiv only one set of malchus. Grusha, 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 similarly, ain't a chayiv al achas. We'll just say the braisa, and then the Gemara will explain the braisa. Amana, grusha, v'chalol of a zoyna, bezman shem keseder, if you follow this order, chayiv al achas v'achas, there will be a chayiv malchus for every one of the women. Zintsev and Nischalov and Nisgash and Nisarmala. However, it's in this order, Enechai Velachas. That's the Braisa, and now the Gemara begins to explain the Braisa. Omamar, Amona, 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 Enechai Velachas. You only chayiv once at a Malkus. Ask the Gemara, Hai Amona Hechidami. What is the situation that the Braisa is referring to? Ilema, if we'll say that a Kohen Gadol had relations, Shabbat Amona Sruvain, Va'amona Shimon, Va'amona Slavi, he had relations with three women. One is the Amon of Reuven, one is the Amon of Shimon, and one is the Amon of Levi. Amayin Chayv Elachas. Why would he only be Chayv once set of Malkus? Harei Gufa Mechulakim. We have three distinct women. Harei Shemes Mechulakim. And we have three distinct titles. One is Reuven's widow, one is Shimon's widow, one is Levi's widow. So certainly you should be Chayv three separate Malkus. And the Rishon to make an interesting point, which we'll understand better in a moment, even if there was only one Hasra, but he had relations with one woman after the other woman after the other woman, he'll be Chayiv three Malkus, because there's three separate women with three separate disqualifications. Ella, Shabbat Amana Achas Sholosh Pius. He had relations with one woman, but he had relations with her three times. And the Brice is saying that he's Chayiv en Chayiv al Achas, he's only Chayiv one set of Malkus. Ask the Gemara Hechidami, exactly what is the situation? Idalei Asrbei, if there weren't separate Hasras between each act, ask the Gemara Peshitta Dein Chayiv Alachas, he's only Chayiv one set of Malkus. Ed Asrbei, Akol Chada V'Chada, between each act, there was a separate Hasra, Amayin Chayiv Alachas, why would he only be Chayiv one set of Malkus? V'tanan, we learned the Mishnah Masech the Nozer. The Mishnah says in Nashtach the Nozer, Nozer shayisoy su yayin kol hayoyim. We know a Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, and a Nozer is drinking wine all day long, and a chayiv al achas. With one hasra, he's only chayiv one set of malchus. Why? So there are three explanations in the Rishonim why. One is, because it's the simplest pshat that I always use, is because it's considered one long act of drinking. Only if you have separate hasras for every revius that you drink, that serves to separate each act of drinking into separate acts. But if there's only one hasra, it's considered one long drink. Another pshat is that he could say, of course, but he could say that by the time he drank the second time, he forgot about this first hasra. It was after Kedai Dibur. Or a third pshat is that he thought that there's no shiur revius. He remembered the first Hasra, but he thought that he could drink all day and only get one set of Malkus. That's why he's only Chayiv once. Amalei Atishta Atishta. But if before every revius of wine he drinks, he gets a separate Hasra, v'shayis Chayiv al Kalachas v'Achas. Here too, the Rishonim ask a question. The halacha is that Hasra is not enough that you just tell the person that he's doing an Aveira. You also have to tell him what the repercussions of the Aveira is. If you'll drink, you'll get Machas. But Agamara seems to say, just telling the Nazir that you're not allowed to drink is an adequate Asra. So how do we understand the Gemara? So I saw three answers to that question also. When is there a halacha that the hasra has to include the oynish when the person is not a Talmud Chacham. But if the person is a Talmud Chacham and he's well aware of the oynish, you don't have to tell him the oynish. It's one teretz. Another teretz, a simple teretz, is we're not learning Hilchas Hasra today. Obviously, with the Gemara just giving us a shorthand version, that you gave a proper Hasra, Al Tishta, don't drink, because if you're going to drink, you're going to get Malchus. And then a third pshat is as follows. Even if we're going to say that Hasra requires that not only that you tell the person don't do the Aveira, but you also have to tell them the repercussions. If you will drink, you'll get Malchus. Let's say our case, where a person's drinking wine all day, and you give him Hasra before every Revius, if the first Hasra included a warning that if you're going to drink, you're going to get Malchus, all the following Hasras don't have to be that kind, don't have to be that detail oriented. And the other Hasras, just saying that if you drink, you'll get Malchus, will be enough. Says the Gemara. So what is the case here? Says the Gemara, Loitzricha, Shaba al Manas Ruvain, Shoisa al Manas Shimon, Shoisa al Manas Levi. This woman became a widow three times. Maratema, Hare Shemus Mukhalakim. Indeed, the woman has three different titles, has three different titles, and therefore, because she's an almana from three different men, and therefore she should cause him to get three different malchus. Kumash Malan, Gufa Mechalokim Be'inan, you have to have that she should be three different women, and this is all the same woman, and therefore there's only one malchus. So there are times that you're allowed to. Now, I saw two questions. One question is, what will be the halacha if you have three women, but they're all amana from the same man? That means one man has three amanas. So you have gufa mechalakim, three different women, but they're all the same shem. They're all amanas ruve. What will be the din then? So machloikus rishonim, and a kohen gadol had relations with those three women. Would he be chayiv three malchus or one malchus? Machlokes Rishonim. Now there's another question which will help us understand the next piece of Gemara. We begin now the sugya, famous sugya, Einas Chalal Issur, that a woman that has already an Issur already is allowed another Issur, or any situation, if something is Usur, it can't become Usur again. Einas Chalal Issur. However, there are a number of exceptions to that rule. One exception to the rule is what is known as an Isser Maisif. Isser Maisif is that if the second Isser adds to the first Isser, and I'll explain myself in a moment, then Isser Chalal Isser. What's an example? An example would be, let's say we have Chalif. The Chalif is mutter to be put on the Mizbeach, but it's also to put the Chalif. We're not allowed to eat Chalif. If the Chalif became noiser, the halacha is, then not only is it osur to us, but it's also now osur to the Mizbeach. So since it's osur to the Mizbeach also, there we say the concept of, that's called an Issa Maisif, and we say Issa Chalal Issur. Then there's another situation of Issa Koilel. Issa Koilel means that something, this piece became osur, has more isurim. And we'll give an example in the Gemara. Another example where we say, even if we say Einas Chalal Issur, is where both isurim are equal, and that would be a great example to what we spoke about here. The Farshim say that the problem with this woman is, the Gemara just spoke about a woman who is the same woman, but she's Almanas Ruvain, that's also Almanas Shimon, that's also Almanas Levi. Then, since it's the same woman, we don't give more than one Malchus. So ask the Mefarshim, there's a different problem. Einas Chalal Issur. She was already also to the Kohen when she became Almanas Ruvain. So why do we have to say another reason? So Mefarshim answer, when it's equally Surim, Dar Sumeich says this to me, he really says it, there we do apply the concept of Issa Chalal Issur. And the fourth rule is that we don't, even if we don't say Einas Chalal Issur, but if the second Issur is a more chomer dege isser, is a more stringent isser than the previous isser, we say isser chalal isser. And we're going to really apply all of these concepts as we get into the Gemara. So the Gemara, the Braisa that we learned on the bottom of Amun Aleph, drew a distinction in what order of Isurim, what order did this woman become disqualified to the Kayim. Amun of a Grush v'chalol azoyna. Then you'll get separate Malkus. Ask the Gemara, Haitan of Micah Sover. Ika Sover is a chalal isser. Sif Chanami, what's the difference? What order happened? Vika Sover ain't is a chalal isser. So then I feel Kaseida Zeh. Why, once the woman becomes disqualified, can she become disqualified again? Omarova, Haitan is a chalal isser lesle. He holds that normally ain't is a chalal isser. However, he does hold that if it's an Issa Maisif, then we say Issa Chalal Issa. Now, let's analyze this woman's history. Amana. An Amana is a Sur L'Kain Godel. She's not allowed to marry Kain Godel. B'Shari L'Kain Hedget, but she's allowed to marry Kain Hedget. Havle Grusha. If this woman becomes now Grusha, so Miga the Taisav like Issa L'Gabba Kain Hedget. Till now, she was permitted to marry Kain Hedget. Now she can't even marry Kain Hedget. So that's considered an Issa Maisif. And even if normally we hold Ein Issa Chalal Isser, here Issa will be Chalal Isser, and that's why Issa Yisrael Gabi Kain Gadol. However, V'dayin Shari L'Mechel B'Truma, she still can eat Truma, because as long as the woman who's an Agrusha or Amana didn't marry a Kain, then she could still eat truma if she's the daughter of a kohen that doesn't have any children from Israel. Havle chalola, if she becomes a chalola, how does she become a chalola? By marrying a kohen. Miga de toisav isur lamech betruma. Now that she's not allowed to eat truma, so now we have an issa kohel. Till now this woman was allowed to eat truma. Now she can't eat truma. So therefore, so we have a situation of Issa Kailu, and again, even though normally we hold Ein Issa Chalal Isser, here Issa Chalal Isser. El Zoyna, now if she becomes a Zoyna, my Issa Maisiv Ispa, what kind of Issa Maisiv is applicable here? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Chana Barav Ketina, Hoyo V'Shem Znus, Paisel B'Yisrael. A Zoyna is a woman that not only is speaking to Kohanim, the Issa Zoyna is even applicable by Yisrael. What does that mean? If a Yisrael's wife will deliberately have an adulterous relationship, we've learned many times, he's not allowed to live with that woman. So that's why it's considered an Issa Maisif. Till now, the Yisurim of this woman were only applicable to Kohanim. Now she becomes also to Yisraelim also. So we have a situation of Issa Maisif, and therefore everybody agrees Issa Chalal Issa. Makes Rabbi Chanan two observations. One observation, he says, this woman didn't have an adulterous relationship. She became a Zoyna because she married a kohen that she wasn't supposed to. Or she didn't even do that. She just potentially could do that. So we see that to be have an Issa Maisif, you don't have to do the Averu. Just the potential makes it an Issa Maisif. And, says Rabbi Chanan, we're used to learning that the Issa Zoyna is an Issa that applies to Kohanim. Says Rabbi Chanan, from Al Gemara, we see that the Issa Zoyna is not only applicable to Kohanim. Even a Yisrael has an Issa Zoyna. If a Yisrael's wife has an adulterous relationship, he is similar to a Kohen, that just like a Kohen can't live with a Zoyna, he can't live with a Zoyna. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes, Kol Shu B'Yikach, any woman that a Kohen is allowed to marry, Hare B'Lo Yikach. If she's not a B'Sula, he's not allowed to marry her. Kosh Ene B'Yikach, but if it's a woman that the Kohen anyway can't marry, and a Yikach, there is no Issa of Yikach that he can't marry her as Amana. Prakha Kohen Godel Shabbat Chayis Amana. If a Kohen Godel can't marry, if a Kohen Godel has relations with a sister who happens to be an Amana, this Amana won't apply. Amlacht Amlacht Mani, whose opinion is this? Rav Shimonhi. Dama Enes Chalal Issa. And since this woman is also to the Kohen Godel, because she's a sister, she can't become also to him because she's an almana. And the Gemara says this is the basic source for the halacha of Enes Chalal Issa. The Tanya of Shimon Oimer, Hoichel Nevel B'Yom Kippurim. You have a piece of meat that's not kosher, and somebody eats it on Yom Kippur, potter. Why? Einas achal l'isser. Since the meat is already osir, einas achal l'isser. The Rabbanon disagreed with Shimon. Harmi is a halal isser, and therefore, if somebody is going to eat such a piece of non-kosher meat on Yom Kippur, according to Rabbanon, you'll be over two averis, Nevela and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, I feel a time in Rabbanon. We could say that this halacha even follows the Rabbanon. Because ki am Rabbanon is a halal isser. When did Rabbanon, as we said earlier, apply the concept of is a halal isser? Hani mili is a chomal is a kal. Yom Kippur is an isakaris, eating on Yom Kippur. Nevela is an Issalav. Therefore, they say Issachal al-Issar. Aval Issachal. The Issa al-Mona is a Chiv Lav to Kain Godel. Dissar al-Khoisoy is a Chiv Karis. Issachal al-Issachomer lo-Chay. Ikadamri, another version of this Gemara. Hamani, this halacha, that a woman who's already a Kain Godel's sister, can't become us because of almana is the opinion of Rabbanan. The Amri Issachal al-Issar. The Ki Am Rabbanan Issachal al-Issar. When do Rabbanan say Issachal al-Issar? Strictly, Hani Mili Issachomer al-Issachal. Aval Issachal al-Issachomer. Such as this situation where the Issar almana is only Chi of Lav on top of the Issar al-Khoisai, which is an Issar Misa, Issacharis. De Rabbanon say loy chayel. De Rabbanon, ear of Shimon, it can't follow the opinion of Shimon, because hasht isachama al isachal loy chayel. If Yom Kippur can't make a piece of nevela asr, even though Yom Kippur is a chi of karis, and this nevela is only chi of lav, isachal al isachama, chi achoisoy, amana certainly can't be chal an achoisoy. So I wouldn't have to say it. It's only coming to tell me according to Rabbanon. So I still have to say even according to Rav Shimon. Because even though Rav Shimon holds that Issachal is not Chal on Issachomer, and he even holds an Issachomer is not Chal on Issachal, and that's why a piece of meat that's not kosher doesn't become Osir on Yom Kippur. So certainly a woman who's already the Kohen Gadol's sister doesn't become Osir because of Almana. But ma'ad tam issa kahuna shani. Here we're talking about issa kahuna. And issa kahuna have all sorts of different rules. Kamash malan, the Rav Shimon still applies the concept of ein issa chalal isser. And a woman that's osur to kain gadol because she's a choysoi won't be osur because of almana. Amalei rapapa labaya. Yisrael habal choysoi. If Yisrael has relations with his sister, zayna mashvila. He makes her into a zayin because she had an improper relationship. And therefore this woman will never be able to marry a kohen. The question is, chalol mashvila or loy mashvila? Mi amrina, kavachayma, do we say to find kavachayma? Michai v'lavin chavachalola. If a kohen marries a grusha, a kohen gol marries a almana, which we just said is a chai v'lavin, the woman becomes a chalola, michai v'krisis. If somebody has relations with a sister, which is a chiv krisis, like kolshkein, that the woman becomes a zoina, a duma, ein chalola ala masukuna. Even though it's a terrible aveira, a woman only becomes a chalola if she violates a rule that applies to kahanim. Amalei, so he replies, ein chalola ala masukuna bavad. The only time a woman becomes a chalola if she violates a nisukuna. Amar rava, menoha milsad amar rabbonon, ein chalol el mesukuna. Where do we know this from? The Tanya. Layam grusha b'kayin godel. There's no brisa. He begins quoting a brisa. The Torah shouldn't have to tell us that a kayin godel is osur to marry grusha. The taste b'kavachayim hedjit. We should be able to learn it from a kavachayim or from a kayin hedjit. V'amnamina, we should say the following. Hashtul kayin hedjit asura. If a grusha can't marry kayin hedjit, l'kayin godel mibay, certainly she can't marry kayin godel. Loma nemra. What did the Torah teach us? To teach us, Kishem Shchaluk Grusha Mizaina V'Chalola B'Kohen Hedjit, that this is a separate Aveira, and as we said before, if a Kohen Hedjit has relations with a woman who's a Grusha Zaina V'Chalola, he gets Malkus for each Aveira, Kachaloka B'Kohen Gadol. He'll get, if a Kohen Gadol has relations with a woman who's a Grusha Chalola and Zaina, he'll get three sets of Malkus. Ask the Gemara, I need a limud for that? Pshita. Migra Gara, because he's a kind gadol, it changes anything? Says the Gemara, Kshem Shchaluka Grusha, Mizayin of a Chalol, Bekayim Vahedjet, Kach Amana, Chaluka Grusha, Vachalol of a Zayin, Bekayim Gadol. Almana is an isser that only applies to kain gadol, and if a woman is an almana, grusha, zayin of a chalala, the kain gadol will get separate malchus for each woman, for each isser. Now it continues the brisa. Chalala lo menemra. Why does the Torah have to repeat that a kain gadol can't marry chalala? To teach us, ein chalala ela misakuna. That a kain gadol, that a chalala, this is the point we're trying to make, a chalala only becomes from an isakuna. Zoyna lam nemra. What does Torah have to mention separately? A kohen gadol can't have relations with a zoyna. Nemra kan zoyna. V'nem lahalan zara. Ma kan zara chulin. If a kohen marries a chalala, the children become chalalim. Af lahalan, if a kohen marries a zoyna, the children become chulin. Amar of Ashi, hilkach. Kohen haba chaysoy. If a kohen has relations with a sister, zoyna mashvala, chalala loy mashvala. Why? Because we said it's not an issa kahuna. It's a regular issa erva. Chazu bala, if a kohen will now have relations with her, with his sister again, not that she's been identified as a zayna, asa chalala, she becomes a chalala, and the children will be chalala. Interesting question. A kohen has relations with a sister. The child is a mamzer, right? Not a cholo, but he's a mamzer. Would he have all the dinim of a kain or not? He's not a cholo. He's only a mamzer. Will he allow to do the avoid or not? It's actually the subject of... Everybody agrees that he's certainly a mamzer. Everybody agrees that he's a pogum. But it's machloikus rishonim if he has the din of a kain, if he's allowed to do the avoid, if he's allowed to eat truma. Lahalocha, the rishonim a machmer that he should not do the avoid.